Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the bitterest and most far-reaching controversies in the early churches pertained to the relationship of the law of Moses to the gospel of Christ. Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews have extensive discussions of some aspects of the controversy. When problems on the topic arose in Antioch of Syria, Paul and Barnabas called for a meeting with the elders and apostles in Jerusalem in order to set the record straight. You can read about the meeting in Acts 15. According to the record in the book of Acts, certain men came down from Judea and taught the church at Antioch, "Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." Acts 15:1. When Paul and Barnabas arrived in the city of Jerusalem, they were warmly received and commended for the work of preaching to the Gentiles. Paul provides this account for us. "And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do." Galatians 2, 9 and 10. Paul's meeting with the elders and apostles at Jerusalem was a very significant meeting. It brought into sharp focus the differences in the early church relating to the keeping of the law. There is no question about the results of that meeting. There was complete agreement regarding the abolition of the law and the establishment of the new covenant. Nobody was to be judged anymore by the rules and regulations of the Mosaic covenant. Christ's death on the cross had removed forever the statutes and judgments of the first covenant. The Hebrew writer expressed that truth in very simple terms. "He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. Paul judged James, Cephas, and John to be pillars of the church at Jerusalem, and they were. The pillars of the church understood the grace which Paul had been given. Incidentally, the James of this context was not the Apostle James, the brother of John. The Apostle James had been killed by Herod several years earlier. Acts 12:2. This James was our Lord's brother, the author of the book of James. We do not know all the particulars of the meeting in Jerusalem, but we do know the reaction of James, Peter, and John to the work which was being done by Paul and Barnabas. The brethren in Jerusalem gave to Paul and to Barnabas the right hands of fellowship. The word fellowship in the New Testament literally means having something in common. When James, Peter, and John gave Paul and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, they were saying, in effect, "These are faithful preachers of the gospel. They are our brothers in Christ. What they are preaching is what we have been preaching. There is no conflict between the gospel Paul preached and the gospel these three other men preached." The right hands of fellowship would indicate tacit endorsement of Paul's preaching. The work of James, Peter, and John had been primarily among the Jews, although Peter had preached the very first sermon to a Gentile, Acts 10 and 11. Paul had written earlier in the Galatian letter, "When they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, they gave to me and to Barnabas the right hands of fellowship." Galatians 2, 7 and 9. Paul's work was chiefly among the heathen or the uncircumcision. The King James Version uses the word heathen, but the Greek ethne literally means other nations or Gentiles. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.